KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at night. We are your hosts, Adam Gardner here with Leah Murray. You know, Leah, if you've heard about these bomb threats that are going on in the Nebo School District at Nebo Middle School.
There was one today. Am I right about that?
There was one today. And you know what? I want to encourage our listeners. If you text breaking to 57500, you're going to get all the breaking news, including when there's the latest bomb threat at Nebo School District, or no matter what's happening around the state or our country, you can text breaking to 57500 to stay up to date on everything that's happening. Along that same topic here, Leah, have you heard about what's happening in some of these school districts over the furries, this kind of new phenomenon?
No, I feel like I knew what a furry was from like a CSI episode at some point, right? Like that's about all I know. And maybe I don't want to know, Adam.
Well, we have a real advantage during this segment because we have Senator Mike McKell from Spanish Fork on with us right now. There's been a lot happening in his district, and he's here to kind of give us context of what's happening at Nebo Middle School. Senator McKell, thanks so much for being on the show.
You know what? Thank you for having me, both of you. It's good to be here. And I am happy to give you some context. And let's just state the obvious. Distractions at school are not appropriate. Kids that wear animal headbands, that's not appropriate. And that's something that schools need to tackle. And I think schools are tackling that. But to be really clear, schools are a place for learning. And that kind of distractive behavior just should not happen. And I'm glad there's awareness to the issue. But boy, I'll tell you, it's been blown out of proportion. And now we have a serious school safety concern. And that's what concerns me today. And thank you for having me on.
You bet. Senator McKell, would you provide kind of some context of what is happening at Nebo Middle School?
Yeah. So and let's just start with what's happened today. Today was a fourth bomb threat this morning. And it's much more aggressive than that. We've actually had some death threats to some of our school administrators.
Oh, my word.
You've had some folks that have posted their personal information online. Obviously, I've taken shots at social media as a legislator, but the social media carriers were really quick to take down that personal identifying information. I've had some school administrators, law enforcement, been at their house. They've been there to check on them. They've been there in the middle of the night more than once. And it's a little bit out of hand. So we had a situation where there was a protest. There were definitely some students that were distractive at school. And again, animal headbands and masks. And again, that's inappropriate. We all know that. But what happened next is not okay. There was a protest. And right now, I think what's important is there was a private parent chat group. And a lot of these messages have gotten out. We know who's out in front of it. Let me give you some common names. We've got Eric Mustos from St. George. He's part of that private parent chat group. And you know, he's a self-proclaimed conservative from St. George. I don't know why a man from St. George is.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah,
that
I
seems
was actually
really weird.
Sitting here going, I don't think it's anywhere nearby.
It is really
yeah.
weird. And in the messages, and I have the messages, he's encouraging these parents to push this national and to go out and protest. And really, he's been out there encouraging this discontent and this contention. And look, what he's doing is inappropriate. It's a school safety issue. We've had legitimate threats now. And I get that people want to be liked on social media. They want likes. They want clicks. But I'll tell you, if your method of getting likes and clicks and building your audience online is by creating contention in the Nebo School District in a middle school, I have a serious problem with that. We also have a candidate for the state school board that is part of this private group chat where these parents organized and helped organize this protest. And that's just really troubling to me because now what we're on is we're on a fourth bomb threat. Kids showed up to school today in a middle school in Payson, Utah, with law enforcement presence. And you think about the mental health impact of having law enforcement at your middle school. I mean, these are young kids with law enforcement there. And this is a serious issue. And again, I worry about the distractions. Education is to be focused on education. But boy, we've got some folks that have taken this to a whole new level, and they're creating some serious school safety risks. And also, they, you know, in the end, the purpose is, how do I get more likes on Facebook? How do I promote my product of discontent? And we're just better than that, Adam. We are.
So, Senator McHale, can you just draw the line for me? So what we have is a private group chat of parents who sound like they are kind of professional agitators, maybe, right? Or there's some people who are trying to work people up. But then how does that lead to a bomb threat or the fourth? You know what I'm saying? Like, so what is the connection between that going on and that protest and people, I think, behaving not well at all and the bomb threats that we're having at this school?
Yeah, great question. So some of the idea was to take this story national, to get Glenn Beck involved. And what it did is, and what it's done is, it's just stirred that just discontent, that contention. And there have been folks lashing out back at the school because of that. And a lot of the threats have been directed at school administrators, because the argument is the school administrators haven't done enough. This is a new problem at the school. School administrators have been tackling it right away. And look, we all agree that type of behavior, wearing, again, animal masks, animal headbands, that's not appropriate. But we need to let schools have an opportunity to solve those issues as well. And instead of letting the school solve that issue, there are some folks that have taken advantage of the situation. Again, you've got a candidate for the state school board that's part of this private chat group, stirring people up and stirring this type of contention. And when you do that, I mean, we see how much discord we have in our nation right now. There's always bound to be some blowback. And that's what we've seen over this last week. And it's just not appropriate.
So what did the school administrators do to solve this problem? So this was happening at the school. I called another school district to say, have you guys had this problem in your districts? What's happening? Like, I don't have any kids in middle school. Right. Mine are all younger. And so they said, about once or twice a year, each school will call us and say, we have kids dressing up like animals and some are barking at other students, and it's really disruptive. And so they call us and they say, hey, this is kind of weird. How do we fix this? What's our protocol? We walk them through it and they fix the issue. What was happening at Nebo, and how were administrators trying to solve the issue?
Well, and that's exactly what happened at Nebo. It was reported, and the administrators immediately kind of resolved that issue. They talked to the kids. The kids stopped doing it. The problem is, they stopped doing it, but the protests continued. And once the behavior was stopped, the distracted behavior at school was stopped, the other behavior didn't stop, and it actually ramped up. There's some pretty hurtful things said about a number of school administrators. I know there's a principal, they claimed that, you know, the principal had a furry for a child. This is a principal that doesn't have kids. And just,
so they're just saying,
outrageous.
Just
right.
saying whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and there a lot of outrage, a lot of misinformation, and if something happened somewhere in the world, it now happened in this Nebo middle school, which just isn't accurate. Was there a problem? Yes. Did the administration jump in right away to resolve it? Yes. But what happened next is the problem, and where it's gone today. I mean, again, we look at school safety. Schools need to be a place of learning where kids are isolated from those types of distractions. And to think about middle school kids showing up today with law enforcement presence again at the school, to me, is just really, really troubling. And I have to ask the question, you know, what is a guy from St. George accomplished by doing that? Yep. How is a guy from St. George stirring the pot in Payson, Utah? What are we accomplishing to help school safety?
I think that's a great way to leave it. Senator Mike McHale, we want to thank you for all the work you're doing on this issue and keeping us informed. We really appreciate you joining. Next on KSL, let's talk about Congress weighing in on Formula One and not letting Mario Andretti on the grid. Stay with us.